Kevin and Sean, I just want to, we have to say, this place.
Just repeating something that I said in the shul, that is a very fascinating thing that happened. If I didn't know how this was to be in this place with it, so you can be in sin and at a high risk of what happened, was that by the, there was this whole diyun back and forth about my personally going back to being in Yeshiva University, going back to Yeshiva Khan. And they wanted me to, they asked me to meet with a few of the Rosh Yeshiva. And I was very happy to do that. It was a big source. And I met with a few of the Rosh Yeshiva. And there was one of them who I met, who was a very big Talmud Chacham, maybe a year older than me. I remember we were in Yeshiva together. So he said to me, so I said, is there anything I could do with you? Would you like me to help with the Yeshiva? So he said, the main thing to remember is that this is a Yeshiva that comes from Golojin. In other words, it's not a Chassidish place, it's a Yeshiva from Golojin. So I said, I have no intention of tampering with anybody from Golojin here in the Yeshiva. And he told it to me, I took it to the right way. I understood what he was saying. And what was interesting is that right after that happened, that was before, it was Yom Kippur, it was Pesach. And very often, like this past Pesach, we had the schus of having Rabbi Tedler, the Mansi Dad Pesach in the shul. The Moshe Matthew Samuel, which is Lucy Fried's father, she was davening in the shul. And Rabbi Tedler had, we always were Machalit him, the Shlishi. And he was coming back from Ilya. And I saw he wanted to say something to me, which gets me nervous because I'm not supposed to speak in shul. And he was nervous, but I'm not going to say no to a big person. And he wanted to say this to me. He's really going to tell you what he told me. I said it in public, but I wanted to say it again. He held my arm, and he said, "Did you ever learn the Nitziv on Shir HaShir, which is an amazing sefer we in the Shalter school? The Nitziv sefer on Shir HaShir. Did you ever learn the Nitziv on Shir HaShir?" I said, "I learned it years ago. I haven't learned it recently, but I did learn the Nitziv on Shir HaShir." So Rabbi Tanda said, "Did you see the pshat that the Nitziv says on the pasuk, Chela Sahara, that I am lovesick, Chela Sahara?" So I said, there were a few pshat, and I don't remember which one Rabbi told me that. And Rabbi Tendler started to get very emotional, and his eyes were red. And he said that in the first place in Shir HaShir where it says, Ki Chela Sahara, which usually is interpreted in a way that I am so much in love that I am lovesick or sick for your love. But the Nitziv says, in the first place there it says, Ki Chela Sahar Ani, and the Nitziv says that Rabbi Shalom, I am sick because I forgot how to love you. I feel that I'm sick because I don't know anymore what it means to be in love with God. That's what it says. And I want desperately to feel love for you. But I'm so sick with my things in this world. I'm so sick with my silliness and other things of this world that I've created such a blockage that I have forgotten how to love you. I'm sick, and because of that, I'm having a hard time. And then Rabbi Tanda said to me, he said that, he said, come to the yeshiva. He says, come. He said, because maybe there's something we could do. Because he said, I'm Chayla Sahara, like many others, that we want very much to know what it means to love Hashem. And we've forgotten how, as we said to me. Come. Because we need to hear more about Ahavas Hashem. try to figure out ways that we can come back to that and so on. So I saw Zashgaha practice first. I heard this is Velozhin, maybe this is not for you. And then Rabbi Tamla said, it's Velozhin, we really could use you. Passing like the Nochasaka Basroy. All of the Torah that we have. The Torah that we have in America that survived the Muhammad that came, was transplanted to America. Great yeshivas in America. It's from the Torah of these two great tzaddikim. They were so unbelievably different. In the yeshiva, of course, there was tension not between them personally, but there were boys that wanted only that sharpness. I spoke about this at Shul's night. They wanted that sharpness, that is the chiddush of Chaim Rizkin. And there are many, many others that wanted the clarity and the breast and the sweetness and the pashtus of the Nitzit. And the greatness of the Lajna is that those two ways were able to be contained in that one place. And that different tzaddik, different bigger yeshivas came out of there. They spread further to the rest of the world. Have a tremendous Akar Satovi. We should feel right here in this place a tremendous Akar Satovi. That the Nativ and Chaim Rizkin saved from their Talmidim, the Talmidim, their Talmidim. All of us are Talmidim. That the Schus to live Torah. We have to be the Shia Zakainas, Hashem Shanel, Yakitsu, Yeran, and the Shaykh Ne'ofer. That we'll be able to get out of this miserable place and more so join all of us and go back to Yerushalayim. To have Siyata Yishmael learn, this is a place that I think we should be able to learn that, and learn more and to learn better.